Chat is like the rental and charge here at the 12-4 week over a high wheels or miller sheep.
This is Al Simpson. Will the idea of reinventing government be smothered in partisanship? Let's hope not. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Partisan efforts to give government back to the people have failed, and with a public that has just about given up all hope with their federal lawmakers, it is vital that Republicans and Democrats work together to enact agreed-on government reforms. Ted, the American taxpayers are disgusted with government, and they want results. A prime example for their disgust is that we have 125 job training programs spread across 15 different agencies. Goofy. That's just one of hundreds of examples. And if we can't agree this is a problem, then we're all headed down the rat hole. One other thing, Ted. Real reform will never happen unless the parties shake their favorite slogans. Yours is, the bigger the government, the better. Come on, Ted. Partisanship is old status quo, not change.
Al, you take the cake. Even when you're calling for bipartisan cooperation, you can't resist making a partisan attack. Vice President Gore is scheduled to submit his proposals for reinventing government later this month. It'll take a strong bipartisan effort to enact them into law. The best approach might well be to set up an independent commission to consider the proposals, then submit them on an all-or-nothing basis for an up-or-down vote by Congress. That way, special interest groups and agencies won't be able to pick the plan apart and prevent needed reforms. We use that procedure to decide which military bases to close. It was fair and it worked well. It can work equally well in deciding how to consolidate, reform, and where necessary, close down the large number of overlapping and inefficient federal agencies and programs. Streamlining government, Al, the issue is not big government or less government, but better government. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to the station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The future is now for comprehensive health reform. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, now is the time. Action on health reform, years overdue, is finally underway. For millions of families, help can't come a moment too soon. Health reform means peace of mind for all those who worry that their current plan won't adequately protect them when a serious illness hits, let alone a catastrophic illness. It means curbing the soaring health costs that are eating up family budgets and business bottom lines. It means an end to the phenomenon called cost shifting, the free ride that encourages large numbers of firms to deny coverage, knowing full well that their refusal means higher health insurance premiums and higher medical costs for everyone else. Republicans and Democrats will undoubtedly differ on some parts of President Clinton's plan. But give him credit, Al. Even you have to admit the challenge is especially great because the Reagan and Bush administrations refused to address it.
There you go again. How could they when they had to go through your Senate committee first? They submitted plans, but you locked the door on them. Remember health care in the first 100 days? The American people are sick and tired of fancy slogans and unscenic bus tours. The campaign is over. Time to get down in the trenches and really do something. The three most feared words in America, don't get sick. Ted, Republicans are ready to work with President Clinton. Whether or not he shuts us out is his call. All Americans know when Republicans were shut out in the budget process, we ended up with a butchered bill. Can't make the same mistake on health care reform. We don't have to see every issue decided in our favor, but you better believe we're going to jump in and get wet all over when this baby hits the Senate floor. Republicans don't care who gets credit for passing sensible and affordable health care reform, and neither do the American people. Let's get on with it. If you have a topic you'd like Ted Kennedy and me to do on Face Off, send your suggestion on to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. The American Association of Retired Persons, AARP, ain't quite all it's cracked up to be. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, when you get past the hotel, car, and pharmacy discounts, your $8 annual membership fee pays for a lot of things you never dreamed of.
The innocent little old outfit stands as the largest lobbying group in Washington, D.C. Their $300 million budget dwarfs the $72 million U.S. chamber, and their annual budget is 10 times that of the United Way. So what's the big deal? So happens AARP's official 400-page federal legislative agenda makes you, Ted, look like a true conservative. They want $700 billion of spending increases and tax increases on income, gas, you name it. Members of this wily, crafty outfit should admit their grandkids will be out picking grit with the chickens if this self-serving bunch gets their way. For $8 a year, seniors are advised on how to live it up at the expense of their kids and grandkids. Not a pretty sight.
Al, AARP is widely respected for its extraordinary success in representing the basic needs of millions of senior citizens and their right to a secure retirement. You can rail all you want about AARP's legislative agenda, Al, but what really bugs you is something you conveniently fail to mention. Their top priority in recent years has been preserving Social Security and Medicare against the deep budget cuts that you Republicans always seem to be seeking in those programs. As long as Neanderthals like Al Simpson want to keep refighting Franklin Roosevelt and the battle over Social Security, AARP will be there to stop you. They're at the forefront of the current battle to include long-term care for the elderly and comprehensive health reform. The nation's senior citizens deserve it, Al. It's the unfinished business of Social Security and Medicare. And because of AARP, they're more likely to achieve it. Al Simpson and I want our listeners to suggest topics for Face Off. Just contact the station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Senate's back in session with two items of carryover business on the agenda. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, with the next round of Congress beginning today, the question is, do Republicans and Democrats shake hands and come out fighting or cooperating? Before the session turns to the main event, the debate on health reform, there are two pieces of unfinished business. They're both items where Republicans tried to obstruct action and failed. The Community Service Bill and the nomination of Dr. Eldes for Surgeon General. We're near a genuine bipartisan compromise on community service to recapture the sense of common purpose the country's lost in recent years and encourage more citizens of all ages and backgrounds to join in meeting our challenges. Dr. Eldes demolished her right-wing opposition with her no-nonsense, plain-speaking on health care. Vote for her, Al. She's a diamond in the rough. Republican right-wingers see the rough, but they sure miss the diamond.
Ted, she is a jewel. Dr. Eldes is a loving, tough, and rough advocate who may be just the person to cut through the mass of do-gooders to get to those who need her services the most, the poor inner-city dwellers who need real direction and firmness when it comes to taking care of themselves physically. I'm for her. But as for all the blather about the president's community service law, forget it. American citizens don't need to get a paycheck from the government to be charitable and volunteer. Americans have always been of a generous and giving nature. Ted, your decade of greed stuff is always pure baloney. Just look at the Salvation Army. Since 1980, their real-life, unpaid volunteers have quadrupled to nearly 2 million. Spare us revisionist history, Ted. Silly me. I bet some of your old pals are among those guilt-ridden millionaires that made out in the 80s. This must all then be part of the healing process, eh, Ted? Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion on to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. Uncle Sam can no longer afford for wealthy nonprofit organizations to take advantage of subsidized mail rates. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the revenue foregone subsidy, the only taxpayer funding for the U.S. Postal Service, was created to assist worthwhile nonprofit organizations like libraries, universities, churches, the blind, and various other charitable organizations to enjoy low postal rates. But Ted, since 52, this subsidy has increased from $4.1 million to $422 million today. That trend must stop. Supporting blind and disabled organizations is one thing, but handing lucrative Washington lobbying groups like the AARP, AFL-CIO, and even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce these low mailing rates is just plain wrong. Ted, whenever we try to deliver you a message to cut government waste, you always stamp it return to sender. The idea of cutting subsidized mail for wealthy abusers shouldn't be discarded like old junk mail.
Al, I agree. The move to end those abuses has bipartisan support in Congress. It's well on its way to happening.
At the same time, it's important to maintain the long-standing principle of lower postal rates for legitimate charitable and other nonprofit organizations. There's broad support in Congress for these lower rates because of the important role that charities and other nonprofit organizations play in their communities. Although the pending legislation will reduce the subsidy somewhat, the reduction will be phased in over several years to avoid any excessive burden. In fact, Al, these organizations get a much larger federal subsidy from another pocket of Uncle Sam. The tax code gives them billions of dollars a year through the tax deduction that citizens get for contributions to charity. It's an effective way to encourage the private sector to provide support for the needy. Al Simpson and I want to face off on topics our listeners would like to hear about. Just send your suggestion to the station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. After years of ideological controversy, federal support for the arts and humanities is returning to normal. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, Edith Leash of Mount Rainier, Maryland, who listens on station WGMS in Washington, D.C., asks about the fate of the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities. Good topic. In the Bush and Reagan years, you right-wingers politicized those agencies and almost destroyed their important role in encouraging scholarship and the arts. Now President Clinton is putting them back on an even keel. He's nominated the respected actress Jane Alexander to head the Arts Endowment. The Senate has just confirmed Sheldon Hackney, former president of Penn, for the Humanities Endowment. Even old Al Simpson broke ranks with the right-wing PC Brigade and voted for Hackney. Good move, Al. The endowments may have small budgets, but they have a large impact on the nation.
I surely agree, Ted. The Endowment for the Arts and the Humanities should continue to receive full funding. But our general listeners must know one thing by now. As a nation staring eyeball to eyeball with a $4.4 trillion debt, no federal program's fate is certain. Sad, but true. Ted, I deeply believe in the expression of artistic freedom. But, Ted, I also feel the taxpayers should have a good idea of where their money goes. Certain photographs or works of art that may be morally offensive or obscene shouldn't simply be brushed aside as mere annoyances to the effete elite. Ted, performing in a symphony orchestra means understanding how each and every instrument is used to blend the most magnificent result. So next time you arrogantly bash the so-called religious right, remember, they're part of this great big orchestra called the United States of America. Don't rudely tune them out. It's discriminatory. Ted Kennedy and I would like to face off on a topic that intrigues you. Send your suggestion on to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Al Simpson. Democrats want to spend billions to create all new environmental technologies for a market that doesn't exist. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the world will be investing in environmental protection for the next decade, but new technologies are not what they're looking for. While much of the world can't even treat their own sewage, our country faces an olfactory obstacle of its own. Those zealous environmental friends who think American taxpayers should flush their money down the john to create all new technologies for an imaginary market that isn't there. What about helping our established U.S. environmental industries to sell their own products in the world market today? Ted, at this moment, the VP is trying to set up this new government bureaucracy to determine and select which environmental technologies are good enough to invest in. Frankly, Ted, as a taxpayer myself, the last institution I would want investing any of my money is the federal government. While we're on the topic of disposal, Ted, I know a great place for some of those nutty ideas, a new dumpster.
Wake up, Al. It's time for a different way of thinking. We're beginning a new round of the Industrial Revolution. It won't leave behind a legacy of pollution and public health dangers. What Vice President Gore is talking about is what companies in Germany and Japan are already doing with great success, looking ahead, designing technologies that don't pollute in the first place. Sure, we still need companies focusing on environmental compliance and cleaning up the mess we've been making, but we're being left in the dust when it comes to developing forward-looking technologies to prevent pollution instead of mopping up after it. It's good for the environment, public health, and national security because it reduces dependence on foreign oil. Companies save money if they have less waste to dispose of and become more energy efficient. It's the wave of the future, Al, even if Head in the Sand Simpson can't quite understand it. Al Simpson and I want our listeners to suggest topics for Face Off. Just contact the station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Landmark legislation to reform public schools is heading for approval by Congress. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the partisan controversy over President Clinton's economic plan shouldn't obscure the fact that a major Clinton initiative on education is heading for enactment by Congress with bipartisan support. It's the education reform proposal, a down payment after years of too much debate and too little action to improve the public schools. The bill offers sizable grants to states to develop comprehensive reforms in all aspects of public education, K through 12. It sets voluntary standards for what students should learn in various grades. One of its most innovative features is its standards for job training courses and job skills to give employers greater confidence in the abilities of the school graduates they hire. School reform, Al. Republicans flunked the course in the 80s. Now it's finally happening.
We flunked, not quite, pal. For the past 12 years, you Democrats were only concerned about making the NEA and other teachers' unions happy. Plagiarism is good grounds for a failing grade. Democrats are the real dropouts because you had to steal all of your best ideas from President Bush's America 2000 initiative, setting standards for students and teachers in subjects like science, history, geography, and math are all steps in the right direction, pioneered by Bush. But Ted, one other fine Republican idea you forgot to copy is providing middle-income parents with the same education choices for their kids that currently only wealthy parents can afford. President Clinton, you and others choose to place your children in private schools, yet you continue to reject that type of choice for nearly 90% of Americans who simply don't have the bucks to make that choice. Come November of 94, Massachusetts voters will have a choice, and they're waiting to give you your grade. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion on to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. Most forgiving Vietnam vets and thoughtful Americans agree it's time to heal old wounds and end the trade embargo against Vietnam. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the trade embargo against Vietnam isn't hurting the Vietnam government one whit. It's hurting the very people we went over to that land to help out in the first place. We see news clips of Vietnam people fleeing because that country is so incredibly dirt poor, not because of government persecution. Yes, Ted, the families and loved ones of MIAs are filled with grief and deep anguish, an issue touching the hearts of all Americans. But a better way to get information on MIAs is to have a working embassy where we can have free access to officials, the people, and the countryside. Ending the embargo is a win-win idea. It will increase any slim chances of bringing home any remaining MIAs, and it will provide more jobs for those who make and provide American goods and services. It's time to start using our heads and not jerking our knees when it comes to Vietnam.
Al, it's great when hawks like you start talking about healing old war wounds instead of your usual spiel about peddling more guns and bullets. It's long past time for the United States to reestablish diplomatic and economic ties with Vietnam. We need a bipartisan effort to normalize the relationship, open an embassy in Hanoi, and lift the trade embargo. It's the best way to obtain whatever information still exists about our missing POWs and MIAs. It also means opportunities for American business to compete in markets that now go by default to other countries. Normalizing relations with Vietnam will help to heal the wounds inflicted by that tragic conflict, Al. We destroyed large parts of their country in a war that America never should have fought. If Israel can make peace with the PLO, Al, the United States can do the same with Vietnam. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. New legislation to encourage community service is heading for the statute books. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you have to admit the legislation on community service, passed last week by Congress, is a major achievement for the Clinton administration and the country. Community service, helping people help themselves and improve their own communities, is what America is all about. The me decade of the 1980s is giving way to the serving others decade of the 1990s, and we'll do a better job of meeting our challenges. Community service will become one of the defining qualities of the Clinton administration, just as the Peace Corps helped to define President Kennedy's new frontier.
It's an important achievement for the Clinton administration. It couldn't have happened without the president's leadership and Republican support, too. It's nice to be working for change together, Al, for a change.
Sounds good, Ted, but the liberal craving to revise history of the 80s is truly astounding and very misleading. I challenge you, Ted, and any skeptical listeners to run this me-decade hogwash by the real volunteer organizations such as the American Red Cross and the Salvation Army. Truth is, these groups saw their true, real volunteers grow by leaps and bounds in the 80s. Ted, it's my hunch the 90s will forever be known as the give-me decade. Performing community service for $10,000 and health care and child care to boot? There is sure nothing volunteer about that. Let's be honest here, Ted. This really has nothing to do with voluntary service to one's community or nation. This is but a new entitlement program which will be paid for by borrowing money that will plunge the federal budget further into hopeless deficit and will render moot all of the crocodile tears President Clinton and the Democrats in Congress have shed over reducing the deficit. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion on to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. Satellite schools are a shining, stellar way to improve education and save some taxpayers' money. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, a few states have launched an impressive idea called satellite schools. These are public schools located at places of work where business provides the classroom space and taxpayers in turn are provided with some big savings through reduced school construction and busing costs. All the school district has to do is provide teachers and supplies. Ted, you always fog up and roar over the issue of school choice. But as vouchers show us how having a choice helps the urban poor, satellite schools show us how choice helps working parents, not to mention their employers. Ted, if the powerful protectors of the dismal status quo, the National Education Association, keep blasting innovative ideas like this one out of orbit, maybe we can get NASA to herd them into the next spacecraft to Mars.
Al, you're the one in outer space today. Organizations like the National Education Association don't oppose satellite schools. They support them, and so do I. It's good education policy. But let's be clear. A satellite school is just that, a satellite of another school, a regular public school. Satellite schools are run by local school districts, and they offer greater choice for parents. I visited an excellent satellite elementary school in Dade County, Florida, run by the American Bankers Insurance Group on their corporate grounds. Parents and children loved it, and so did the teachers. Business liked it, too, because employee absenteeism went down and productivity went up. That kind of public school choice makes sense, Al. Just don't confuse it with private school choice, the right-wing scheme to divert tax dollars to private schools. We need to find innovative ways to support public schools, Al, not abandon them. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to crack down on cigarette and tobacco sales to children. A new federal law does just that. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a key section in legislation passed by Congress last year requires all 50 states to prohibit the sale of cigarettes and other tobacco products to anyone under 18 and to enforce their laws in other ways that reduce the availability of these harmful products. Now, with that law on the books, strong enforcement can achieve a major reduction in underage tobacco use. Tough steps like these are needed to limit the availability of tobacco products to children. One of the most serious aspects of the problem is unsupervised vending machines that dispense cigarettes. In too many places, it's as easy for children to buy a cigarette pack as it is to buy a candy bar. Stricter enforcement of underage tobacco laws is essential, Al. It's a key part of health reform, and it deserves bipartisan support.
It sure does. You are right, Ted, and without strong enforcement of these laws, elected officials will keep whistling in the wind while our kids keep puffing away. The sale of tobacco to minors has been illegal in most states for years. But because the laws are so rarely enforced, teenagers can easily buy the coffin nails at gas stations, 7-Elevens, and right out of the old vending machine. Not only that, our kids get all the free samples of tobacco products at concerts, malls, and fairs, and then they can mail in store coupons for free tins of snuff and chewing tobacco. Ted, the united effort to crack down on tobacco sales to children is so extremely important, since well over half of all smokers begin their ugly habit between the ages of 12 and 17. Imagine that, Ted, an issue we can both agree on. But instead of passing the old peace pipe, let's set a good example for the kids and just leave it to a simple handshake. Deal? Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion on to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. Liberals are trotting out that old tattered fairness doctrine, and it sure reeks of government censorship. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, fairness is the newest liberal buzzword for the government putting a sock in the mouths of their broadcast critics under the guise of the First Amendment. Fact is, the fairness doctrine actually violates the First Amendment, and back when it was law, the FCC even decided not to defend it in court. Ted, the new version of the Fairness Doctrine bill would effectively stop any meaningful debate. Why? Because broadcasters would be afraid to tackle any controversial subjects at all, because they would always have to provide free airtime to most anyone with a different viewpoint. Ted, face-off is fair and doesn't cost the broadcasters any extra dough, but if a strict Fairness Doctrine bill ever became law, radio and TV would cease to be the vanguards of free speech. Ted, you can put a new hat on it or a false mustache, but underneath it all, there is really only one way to describe it: censorship.
Censorship, my foot, Al. The Fairness Doctrine serves a legitimate purpose. The effort in Congress to restore it has genuine bipartisan support. The doctrine is eminently reasonable. The Supreme Court upheld it under the First Amendment. All it requires is that when radio and television cover public issues, they must do it in a fair and balanced way. Station licenses are limited, Al. They shouldn't be able to tilt the scales by one-sided and distorted coverage. The Fairness Doctrine was enforced for half a century by the Federal Communications Commission, but in the Reagan years, the right-wing commission repealed it, and President Reagan and President Bush used vetoes and veto threats to block legislation to restore it. Now, a new push is underway in Congress to revive the Fairness Doctrine. This time, Al, if Congress passes it, President Clinton will sign it. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Al Simpson. With negotiation of the peace agreement between Israel and the PLO, there is finally hope and prayer for lasting peace in the Middle East. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the impressive signing of the peace accord between Israel and the PLO was exhilarating indeed. We were there. For the PLO and Israel to sign a document together, even to recognize and communicate with each other, is dramatically historic. A few years ago, when President Bush was fostering this peace process, Israel refused to deal with the PLO as Palestinian representative. And last week, we all took witness as Yasser Arafat and Prime Minister Rabin shook hands in peace. Truly miraculous. But Ted, the road from here will not be an easy one. This was a tremendous gamble for both Arafat and Rabin. The U.S. and the entire international community, all of us, have to do all in our power to make that gamble pay off. For if it should fail, who will be so bold as to try it again?
Al, all friends of peace support the historic agreement reached last week between Israel and the PLO. The dramatic ceremony and extraordinary handshake at the White House symbolize the sense of hope around the world that even our most intractable problems can be solved. The accord is a hopeful turning point that can lean towards further, more rapid progress in the region and away from the violence and bitter hatreds that have poisoned the Middle East for so long. The vast majority of Israelis and Palestinians want peace and greater opportunity for themselves and their families. It's clearly in their interest to support the accord and prevent extremist groups on both sides from wrecking it. Important as the agreement is, it is only a first step towards a larger settlement for the entire region. This is no time to rest on any laurels. The challenge now is to build on this momentum and keep it from being undermined. Al Simpson and I want to face off on topics our listeners would like to hear about. Just send your suggestions to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Vice President Al Gore deserves credit for his comprehensive proposals to reinvent government. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, in this time of limited funds and large deficits, the need is especially great to streamline government, reduce waste and duplication, and deliver government services more efficiently to the public. That's where Vice President Gore's proposal for reinventing government come in. Techniques used by large corporations in the private sector to improve their operation and their bottom line can be used by government too. In fact, we've been trying to achieve some of these reforms in recent years. One example is job training. 150 federal job training programs are administered by 14 different agencies, spending $24 billion. Yet they don't meet the needs of dislocated workers who deserve more help and less bureaucracy. Reinventing government, Al. It's off to a good start. Let's stick with it for the long haul.
Ted, Providence works in mysterious ways. We have seen Israel and the PLO come together in peace, and now Democrats suddenly want to cut the size of government, regulations, and red tape. The miracles keep rolling right in. This proposal doesn't eliminate a single outmoded federal program, but the vice president does deserve credit. His report is a sorely needed first step to improving government efficiency. Many government reform plans have come and gone. Remember the Grace Commission report? It's collecting dust somewhere. When 435 members of Congress and 100 senators all start bleeding for their pet projects, the original goal always seems to get lost. Ted, I know the OSHA reforms in this report have you hot under the collar, but if each one of us blows our stack over the details, then the whole thing will go up in smoke, and Americans want substance, not more smoke and mirrors. Right, Oz? If you have a topic you'd like Ted Kennedy and me to do on Face Off, send your suggestion on to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. Thanks to a simple little discharge petition, the House Democrats will no longer have use of secret rules to silence the public will. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, 218 House members have won out in their protest of a House rule that allows members to babble to their constituents that they favor legislation, like line item veto and term limits, while helping to kill it off when they refuse to sign a secret discharge petition. 44 Democrats and 174 Republicans will put an end to this rule that breeds hypocrites who play press-release conservative and vote pure liberal. Democrats have actually said that this secrecy is necessary to shield members of Congress from the lure of lobbyists. Ted, this is not about running from lobbyists. This is about telling the truth to your constituents. It's refreshing to see Americans finally get a big W in their win column against entrenched power and arrogance.
Al, in principle, that's a very positive reform. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. Disclosing the names brings more openness and accountability to Congress. A discharge petition enables a majority of the House of Representatives to force a bill to be taken up by the full House when a committee has been blocking it. The old secrecy rule let members pretend they wanted action on a bill, even though they were secretly refusing to sign the discharge petition to make the action happen. Ordinarily, the committee system works well. It gives time for all the issues in complex legislation to be thoroughly aired in committee hearings before a bill is voted on by the full House. There are legitimate concerns that under the new openness, a runaway majority can use discharge petitions to force premature consideration of a bill before key issues have been sorted out. This may be one reform, Al, where we have to reform the reform. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestions to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.